folks are out today. John Burke, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. You can give us a call on the Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. But don't do it right now, because we are joined by simply the best in the business, Nashville's own Jimmy Wyatt, senior writer, editor for TitansOnline.com. Jimmy, good morning. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
JB, hope you're doing well this morning.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful day, my man. It's all good. I'm alive and I'm employed. That's you know, that's three-quarters of it right there, right?
What's the poster doing? Is he sleeping in today?
Yeah, who knows? He's doing something. He's probably feeding his chickens. You know, he's got a whole farm. He's like Dr. Doolittle out there where he lives. He talks to the animals and everything. Jimmy, I got to start with baseball. I was talking to Patton in the first segment, you know, being the big brother fans that we are, you with the Dodgers, me with the Yankees, you know, you have your little brother, the San Diego Padres. We have our little brother, the New York Mets. And, you know, it's just funny how Mets fans have been chirping all year about this is our year and we have a better record than you. And we're the best team in New York and blah, blah, blah. And now here they are about to blow a 10.5 game lead in the NL West to the Braves. And so should they get by the Padres this weekend, they got to go and play you guys. So sometimes it pays to just – you said this a couple of years ago about the Padres. Sometimes it pays to just keep your mouth shut. You know, I'm hearing a lot of talking coming from Queens, New York, but not a lot of championships.
Yeah, and that's why the Padres have been really for the last couple of years. This is always going to be their year. And, you know, they've made a lot of moves to the trade deadline, and here they are scrambling to try to, you know, get in position to make the playoffs. And, you know, I'm always worried if I say too much and that team's going to come back and bite you in the season. So, for me, Dodgers have had a tremendous year, won 109 games. I stayed up watching last night. They lost the Rockies, and there was a lot of chatter about trying to win the most games, you know, for this, the most games for that in the regular season. And I'm certainly a baseball fan like you are, and I remember well what has happened to some of those teams that have had great regular seasons. Mm-hmm. And then they get to the postseason, they got a lot of pressure on them, and things are different. So, I mean, with me and the Dodgers, I've just it's been a great year for the Dodgers. I hope it continues in the postseason. I hope I can keep their edge once these playoffs start. And then along the way, you know, wouldn't mind seeing the Padres get bounced. The Mets, though, I mean, it's funny because it does look like the Dodgers could be in a collision course with the Mets at some point, which is not going to be easy. So I hope the Dodgers can silence your noxious little brother.
Well said, my friend. All right, let's start with Treylon Burks. Obviously, the toe injury, right? No timetable for his return. I mean, that's a shame because it looked like things were starting to finally click for him in the Titans offense. He was making some plays, not targeted a bunch, but seeming, you know, he made some tough catches, made that nice play on the end around there to get the first down. How big is this Treylon Burks injury, assuming he has to miss time? How is this going to affect this Titans offense, you think?
Well, I mean, they're going to need guys to step up, and it's not a great development. I will say, you know, when I saw him get carted off on Sunday, and then I saw him on the boot with the crutches after the game, I thought, okay, this could be, you know, season ender. And so, in some ways, to find out it's maybe not, a broken ankle or a broken foot or a high ankle sprain or something like that, that's in some ways a relief, and hopefully he'll get time to where he is able to help again. And I do agree, JB. I thought he was getting better. I think he's a tough kid, and I think he wants to be out there and wants to learn and wants to get better. And I think all that stuff is happening, and now you got a setback with him. And now they got to have other guys, you know, step up. And you know, I thought it was a good development to see Chick Okonkwo get more involved this mm-hmm. week. It kind of gives you a little bit more of a weapon. I think you got to find guys like Metro Hilliard, get them involved in matchup situations, and then you got the actual receivers. Robert Woods or Nequist Picatinne, or hopefully, you know, Kyle Phillips is getting healthier where he can help again. You know, I don't know what's going to happen at the you know, with Josh Gordon moving 40, they've already used up two spots for him. So you either call him up to the roster or you go one more time with him, call him up to the practice squad, and they decide what to do there. I mean, there's a lot of things they could do, and some of it really is going to depend on how long they think Trayvon's going to be out. But then also, you know, you just got to get your roster as potent as you can make it, you know, for some of these games, because we all know the offense needs to show some more consistency moving forward.
Especially in the second half, but don't tell that to Mike Vrabel. He'll get mad at you. Jimmy Wyatt is our guest from TitansOnline.com. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I know you're in a bad spot. I don't want to put you in a bad spot. You work for the team, but I thought Mike was being pretty petty after the game. Yeah, you won, and, you know, it's a road game in the division. You should be happy for the win. But this second half swoon of this offense, I'm sorry, law of averages, it's going to catch up to you sooner or later. They got to fix that, no?
Oh, they definitely got to get it fixed. I mean, they got to figure out what the problem is, you know, for one thing. And you believe me, I've been getting peppered on Twitter and peppered in my mailbag of everybody that's got solutions to the problem. And everybody thinks, well, it's Todd Downing's fault, you know, because they haven't been good in the second half. Well, Todd Downing was good enough, you know, for them to been scoring points in the first half. It's not all on him. And it's not all on, hey, this team's not making good second half adjustments and they're getting out coached. That's just too much of a simplistic way to look at it, because
right.
You know, you start the second half and you're Tannehill gets sacked, you know, and then they have a penalty, and then all of a sudden you're in 3rd and 24. Well, the odds of making 3rd and 24 not very good. is that the coordinator's fault? No. I mean, some of the players have got to take some ownership too. Certainly everybody, you know, could do their job better. And you know, when you have a lead, I mean, look, and again, this is not really a fair comparison, because the Eagles, in a lot of these games, have had big leads at the half, but I think they've only scored like 24, 23, 24 points, and right now they're the best thing going in the league. So, I mean, maybe some of it is the Titans in the last couple of weeks had some leads, and yeah, obviously you do play different. You don't want to make the killer mistake that changes the game, but it has to get fixed. Because it is, you know, it is something that, you know, during the second half on Saturday, it seemed like the team was just holding on. And
yeah.
If not for, getting a fumble late and for not for a missed field goal, I mean, the Colts' momentum just would have kept on building. And the Titans have got to be able to. I mean, it's frustrating to watch, because the Titans had a 24-10 lead. They had a possession at the end of the second quarter, and we all know what happened there. They botched it. And then you get the ball at the start of the third quarter, and you're bad possession there. I mean, the game could have been over if you just get points on either one of those drives. It certainly doesn't get as interesting as it did. So, yeah, it got to be better. But at the same time, you know, I do get the I get a little bit of where Mike Vrabel's coming from today. They've won two big games after starting 0-2.
Right.
You know, just don't complain as much about, you know, about what happened in the second half, and just celebrate the fact that, you know, hey, the team won, and just try to get better now moving forward.
That's fair. But, you know, 3 first downs in that second half, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You got some better teams on the horizon coming up, which that's not going to cut it.
There's no doubt. So you got to get better. It's going to be a disappointing season.
Jimmy, you mentioned Josh Gordon. I haven't had a chance to introduce myself or talk to him yet. I know you talked to him a couple of weeks ago. Where do you think where's his mindset at? I mean, this guy was a budding star in the league, and, you know, we know he's had a lot of off-the-field problems and he's had some injuries. But I think back to 2013 where, you know, this guy led the NFL in receiving yards when he had guys like Jason Campbell and I think Seneca Wallace throwing to him. You know, this guy was DK Metcalf before DK Metcalf, right? What was your impressions of him when you had the chance to talk to him?
I like him, and I've talked to him a couple of times since he's been here, and I think he's got a good professional approach. And you know, as you mentioned, JB, I mean, this is a guy who's had a lot of success. You know, I'm sure he wants to play. And I'm sure he's frustrated when he sees, you know, when he is, you know, remains in the practice squad or he gets called up and he doesn't get a lot of opportunities. And he thinks, man, I just want to play. And I'm sure he was, you know, bothered him in Kansas City when, you know, all indications out of there that he did pretty well, and then they end up cutting him and setting him free. So, yeah. I mean, he's 31. He probably can't run like he used to, mm-hmm. but I still think the guy can play. And I think he's handled his situation well. I mean, he's been very, he's worked hard. I think he's been very respectful to his coaches and teammates. He certainly hasn't made any kind of a fuss about not playing. I remember last year, and Golden Tate's been a great pro, but I remember there was a time, I think, when Golden Tate was on the practice squad week after week and wasn't playing. There was a lot of chat on social media about, why is Golden Tate not playing? Why is this not happening? And then he started retweeting some of that stuff, and you could tell he was a guy a little bit, getting a little bit frustrated. I haven't seen anything like that from Gordon. I think he's worked hard. I think, we'll see if his time comes. I mean, because they've got a couple other guys, this is Patrick or Mason Kinsey on the practice squad, too, who keep working hard. So, I'd like to see him get him more involved. Part of it is because I'm just curious about what he can do.
Yeah, I'm the same way, Jimmy. I just want to see what he's got left, what he has, right?
Throw it to him a few times just to see what he can do. But that's a coach's decision, and we'll see what happens. Now that maybe the point where they need him. I mean, so they're going to need somebody, and we'll see if it's Josh Gordon. But I think he's handling himself like a pro.
Well, you always got Cody Hollister. That guy takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I got a lot of respect for that guy. Jimmy White is our guest, TitansOnline.com, senior writer, editor. Okay, Washington Commanders coming up this week. Don't really know what to expect from them. Titans have to travel. I'm stating the obvious here, but how important is it going to be for the Titans to get this win on Sunday and go into the bye week at 3-2?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, this is, you've got yourself out of an 0-2 hole. You got yourself up, on top of the division, tied at least with the Jags, and you can't let up. I mean, I see people already kind of calling this a trap game, and Titans, after winning back-to-back weeks, being an underdog and now favored on the road against a team that has had its share of struggles. So I think it's key. I mean, the Titans have got some guys banged up, some of them never coming back this year, mm-hmm. some of them just need a little bit more time. So if you can figure out a way to win that game, get yourself an extra week of rest with the bye, and start getting healthy to start, start mid-October and getting looking toward the stretch run, and you're going to take a lot of, I shouldn't say take a lot of pressure off yourself, because the pressure will be right back on when they come off the bye and they got the Colts coming in here. But you don't want to be behind the eight ball all season trying to keep your head above the water. And so the team needs to avoid dropping back below 500 back to where they're playing catch up again, and need to start building some positive momentum, because as you mentioned, JB, I mean, and we've talked about, yes, some things have gotten better. They've won two games against AFC teams where they were underdog and they played some good football in there. But at the same time, they have also shown that they've got far from a finished product. And the second half struggles, certainly a big part of that. Need to be better really across the board. This is a team that's got bigger aspirations, and again, just winning the AFC South, because they've done that 2 years in a row. You want to get to where you're a good football team, and I look around the league, and I saw what the Chiefs did on Sunday night, and I see some of these other teams that
Bills with a really gritty, gutty win at Baltimore the other day.
Yeah, they appear to be better teams than the Titans right now. So the Titans have got to get better to be at that level when it matters most, and they've got a brutal stretch coming up in November with games. So you can't afford to drop a game to the Washington Commanders, especially after dropping one to show one against your Giants in week one.
Yeah, real quick, 30 seconds or less, Jimmy. Where are you at with the Jags? Are they legit? I thought they'd be better, more competitive this year. Obviously, they blew that lead in Philly the other day. Are they legit in your mind?
Well, they're definitely better. I mean, there's no doubt. And I thought they'd be better. Like, when this season started, I thought they were maybe a 7-win team, which 7-8-win team. And they it may still be in that range. look really good early, and they jumped up, I think, 14-0 Sunday. I was thinking, oh, Lord, this team is even better than I thought they were going to be. But, you know, they've made some mistakes. You know, they've got some games coming up. They're going to be a challenge. They've got to stay healthy. You know, and I think we'll find out here in the next, you know, couple of weeks kind of what they're all about. But they're definitely better, and neither one of those games against them is just a gimme like maybe it used to be in the past.
Jimmy, love you, man. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, have a great week. Thanks, JB.
All right, there he goes. Jim Wyatt from TitansOnline.com. You want to react to what he had to say?